Welcome in. In this lesson, we're going to build one of the most important tension tools in jungle and old school drum and bass, a filtered breakdown. This is the part of the track where the energy drops, but the momentum stays alive. That's the key. We are not just muting everything and hoping the drop feels big later. We are shaping contrast on purpose, so the next section hits harder, feels deeper, and sounds like a real DNB record. If you're brand new to Ableton Live 12, don't worry. We're going to keep this simple, using stock devices and straightforward automation. You do not need complicated sound design for this. You just need good arrangement choices, a few smart filter moves, and a sense of space. Now, when I say filtered breakdown, think old-school jungle energy, darker rollers, that dusty warehouse vibe. The drums thin out, the bass loses some weight, atmospheres take over, and the listener can feel the drop coming back in. That's the whole job of the breakdown. Reset the groove, create contrast, and make the return feel massive. Let's start by placing the breakdown in your arrangement. Open Arrangement View in Ableton and decide where the section lives. For a beginner-friendly DNB track, you're usually looking at 4 bars for a quick switch, 8 bars for a standard breakdown, or 16 bars if you want a deeper jungle-style release. If you're working around 170 to 178 BPM, remember that the track still needs forward motion. DNB doesn't like feeling empty for too long. A good place for a breakdown is after the first drop, before a second drop, or in the middle of the tune as a switch-up. This is already a mastering mindset, by the way. You're controlling density and contrast through arrangement, instead of trying to fix everything later with processing on the master. Next, choose what survives the breakdown. Your main ingredients are usually a drum break or break layer, your bass, an atmosphere or pad, and maybe a vocal chop, stab, or FX hit. In old-school jungle, the break is often the star. If you have an amen-style loop or a chopped break, duplicate it onto a new track, so you can create a breakdown version without destroying your main drop groove. Now begin muting or reducing the heavy stuff. Pull back the full kick layer. Pull back the big bass. Ease off any busy top percussion. But do not make the section dead. Keep something moving, even if it's just a lightly filtered break, a room ambience layer, a faint bass pulse, or a bit of vinyl noise. That little bit of movement is what keeps the energy alive. Now let's shape the drums. Put auto filter on your break or drum track. This is one of the core moves in the lesson. Start with a low pass 12 or low pass 24 filter. A cutoff somewhere around 300 Hz to 1.2 kHz is a good starting point, depending on how dark you want it. Add a little resonance, maybe 10 to 25%, and if the break needs more attitude, a small amount of drive can help. The goal is not a giant dramatic sweep for the sake of it. The goal is slow movement over time. Let the cutoff close down over 4 to 8 bars. Then, right before the drop, open it back up a bit. For example, you might start the breakdown fairly open. Bring it down toward 500 Hz through the middle, and then raise it again in the last bar before the drop. If the break gets too soft or loses too much bite, you can follow the filter with drum bus. Keep it light. Just enough drive to bring the break forward, maybe a touch of crunch if needed, and usually avoid boom in a breakdown unless you're being very subtle. We want worn-in and gritty, not smashed. Now let's deal with the bass, because this is where a lot of beginners either leave too much low end in, or remove everything and wonder why the breakdown feels weak. In DNB, the breakdown usually keeps some sense of bass movement, but not full sub weight. If your bass is a reese or a growl, add auto filter and try a low pass or band pass setting. A cutoff range somewhere around 150 to 800 Hz can work well for a restrained breakdown tone. Use a bit of resonance if you want the filter to feel more alive, and automate it slowly over the section. If you want that more old-school feeling, duplicate the bass MIDI to a new track, put saturator before the filter for extra character, drop the volume by 6 to 12 dB, and then filter out the sub using auto filter or EQ8. If the section feels muddy, use EQ8 to clean up the low end. A gentle high pass around 30 to 40 Hz can help, and if the breakdown feels boxy, a small cut around 200 to 400 Hz can open it up. Important beginner rule here: do not leave full sub running under everything unless you know exactly why you're doing it. The drop feels bigger when the sub returns with intention. Now we get to the fun part, atmosphere and space. This is where the breakdown starts feeling finished. Add a return track with reverb if you don't already have one. You can also use hybrid reverb if you want a wider, more modern space, and echo if you want rhythmic tails and delays. For reverb, a decay around 2.5 to 6 seconds is a solid start. Add a little pre-delay, maybe 10 to 30 milliseconds, and make sure the low end is cleaned up with a low cut around 200 to 400 Hz. A high cut around 6 to 9 kHz helps keep it dark and controlled. For jungle and darker DNB, the space should feel like a tunnel, a warehouse, an alleyway. Not glossy, not too bright, just deep, moody, and focused. Send snare hits, vocal chops, or break accents into the reverb so they feel farther away. And don't sleep on echo. A synced 1/8 or 1/4 delay, with moderate feedback and filtered repeats, can create a smoky tail that fills the gaps without cluttering the groove. This is one of those tricks where turning up the send on a single hit can do more than automating volume ever would. Now let's talk structure inside the breakdown. A strong DNB breakdown is often built from short phrases rather than one long stack loop. So think call and response. For an 8-bar breakdown, you might do something like this. Bars 1 and 2, filtered break and atmosphere. Bars 3 and 4, a bass stab or muted res response. Bars 5 and 6, a vocal chop or stab comes in. Bars 7 and 8, everything strips back down and sets up the drop. You can build that with MIDI clips, chopped audio, mute automation, and volume automation. For old school jungle, a chopped break fill or snare roll in the last bar works beautifully. For darker rollers, stay more subtle. A low filtered noise swell, a distant hit, or a barely audible bass pulse can be enough. The main thing is this: don't let every bar feel identical. DNB listeners hear phrasing fast. If the breakdown doesn't evolve, it loses impact. Now we shape the transition into the drop. The last one or two bars are where you make the return feel huge. This is an arrangement moment, and it also matters for perceived loudness and contrast. Try reducing the atmosphere volume by a couple of dB in the last two bars. Then, in the last bar, automate the filter cutoff upward on the bass or even the whole drum bus. You can also use a snare fill with delay or reverb tail, a reverse cymbal, a downlifter, a drum roll, or a short impact on the first beat of the drop. A practical recipe is this: reduce the breakdown atmosphere slightly in the last two bars, open the bass filter from around 400 Hz up toward 2 kHz in the last bar, let a riser or noise swell peak on the final half beat, and then bring the full drums and sub back and hard on the drop. If you want a more old-school feel, a snare pickup into the drop is classic. If you want it darker and more modern, use tension through a single bass note or a pulse that only really opens on the downbeat. Now let's check it like a mastering engineer. Even though this lesson is about arrangement and filtering, the mastering mindset matters here. Your breakdown should not feel like a random dip in volume. It should feel like a controlled change in tone and density. So do a few checks in Ableton. Turn the master down a little and listen for balance. Solo the breakdown section and listen for muddiness in the low end. Try checking it in mono using utility on the master or on your bass bus. Ask yourself if the break, bass, and atmosphere still make sense without stereo tricks. If needed, use utility to keep your bass width at 0%. Use EQ8 on the breakdown bus for a gentle cut around 250 to 500 Hz if things feel crowded. And if you want safety, a limiter on the master is fine, but don't use it to push loudness while you're still arranging. The goal is clarity and headroom. In DNB, a breakdown that is too wide or too heavy in the low end can actually make the drop feel smaller when it returns. A few common mistakes to watch out for. First, making the breakdown too empty. Fix that by keeping a break texture, atmosphere, or bass residue moving in the background. Second, filtering everything the same way. Let different layers move differently. Maybe the break closes down while the atmosphere opens up. Third, using too much reverb. High-pass your reverb return and keep the decay under control. Too much wash kills the drum impact. Fourth, leaving the sub loud during the breakdown. Pull it back so the drop has somewhere to go. Fifth, over-automating random knobs. Stick to a few important moves like cutoff, send amount, and volume. Clean automation sounds more professional. And sixth, forgetting the drop payoff. The last bar needs to clearly set up the return, whether that's through a fill, a filter opening, or a final impact. Here are a few pro tips for darker or heavier DNB. Use a low-pass 24 filter if you want a more dramatic, tense sound. Add light saturation before the filter so the breakdown still has grit even when it gets dark. Keep the true sub absent, but hint at it with a mid-bass layer or a low harmonic. Automate reverb sends instead of only dry volume. Try break edits instead of full muting. Add short, ugly textures like vinyl crackle, tape hiss, radio static, or room tone. And sometimes, The best tension move is actually to make the final bar more focused, not louder. Here's a quick practice exercise. Pick an 8-bar section in your track. Duplicate your main break to a breakdown version. Add auto filter to the break and automate the cutoff from open to closed across the 8 bars. Add auto filter to the bass and remove the sub-heavy weight. Create one return track with reverb and send a snare hit or vocal chop into it. Add a small fill in bars 7 and 8, like a snare roll or reversed break hit. Then open the filter slightly in the last bar before the drop. Listen once in mono and once in stereo, and ask yourself one question. Does the drop feel bigger after this section? If you've got time, make 2 extra versions. Make one more jungle and chopped. Make one darker and more minimal. That comparison will teach you a lot. So remember the big idea here. A strong filtered breakdown in DNB is about contrast, not emptiness. Keep the rhythm alive. Thin the bass. Filter the drums. Use atmosphere and automation to build tension. In Ableton Live 12, auto filter, EQ 8, drum bus, saturator, reverb, echo and utility are enough to get this working at a high level.